Let us pray. God of shadows and light, God of mystery and revelation, in your infinite grace and through your illuminating spirit, shine your holy light now on your word proclaimed and preached, that we might know you better and serve you more faithfully. Amen.
Amen. In our first reading from Isaiah, it comes from the opening of a section in which the writer offers comfort to those who are suffering due to the exile in Babylon. The prophet celebrates God's creative power over the world as a testimony to God's ability to bring salvation to God's people. Reading from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 to 31. Listen for God's word to us today. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is God who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth when God blows upon them and they wither and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. God does not faint or grow weary. God's understanding is unsearchable. God gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So ends the first reading.
As we just heard, Isaiah declare that the creative power of God will come to the aid of those who need rescue. So our gospel reading portrays Jesus as using his power to bring healing to those who sought him out. It is interesting to hear Jesus, as we did in last week's Mark reading, instruct the demons to be silent because they know who he is. Listen again for God's word from Mark Chapter 1, verses 29 through 39. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew, James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons. And the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place. And there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, Everyone is searching for you. He answered, let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came to do. And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.